The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to Commas Over Cold Brew with me, your host, Emma Abrahamson. Today we're talking to two of my high school teammates all about our high school experience. It was so fun to relive some of the good old memories that we had. We were quite a rambunctious crew, so this episode is kind of all over the place. The two people that I'm talking to, one is my sister Ellie, who you guys probably have already heard from. She's already on the podcast, but she ran D1 at Wake Forest. And then the other one is my friend Shanoa Souza, who ran D1 at SMU, Southern Methodist University in Dallas. And yeah, this episode is pretty funny. We talk about anything from what training was like, and being on a team with a bunch of other good people. And we talk a little bit about drama, competitiveness, boys, and much more. So stay tuned for the episode. This episode is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. They have a wide array of easy-to-follow recipes, perfect for keto, paleo, plant-based diets, or even if you just want to eat healthier like me. Recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. What I love about Green Chef is that it really helps me branch out of my normal, boring meals, and it truly just makes me feel like a chef because the meals are so flavorful and just much more exciting than what I would make for myself. And it's just so nice because recipes include some pre-chopped ingredients, pre-made sauces, dressings, and spices, so you get more flavor in less time. It is just so ideal for someone like me who isn't the best at branching out from their meals. I just love Green Chef so much. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh to offer a wider array of meal plans to choose from. There's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands from when my tastes change or when I want to eat a little bit differently from month to month. If you guys are interested in checking out Green Chef, go to greenchef.com/coldbrew90 and use code coldbrew90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/coldbrew90 and use code coldbrew90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Now let's get straight into the episode. What's up, fellas? Welcome back. Oh, wait, why am I starting like that?
Ben was the one who messes up.
Edit out.
First edit of the podcast. I'm here with my high school teammates.
We're rolling.
Yeah, I messed up, but we're rolling. Okay. I'm here with some of my high school teammates. One of them being my sister,
Ace,
who's already been on the podcast. And I'm also here with Shanoa. Shanoa Souza.
Okay. There are way too many cackles.
Shanoa's really nervous, I can tell. I can just see it in
her
face.
I'm not nervous.
Shanoa's legs on me and it's literally shaking. Her leg is literally shaking.
Shanoa's trembling.
I'm a shy camera.
What was that?
I'm a little shy camera.
It's all right. Okay. She's new.
Chinoa, let's start off with you. Do you want to introduce yourself to the podcast and let us know who you are, what you're about?
You just kind of introduced myself.
Well,
you just
what year name? Did you? We went to LCC. We all went to La Costa Canyon together. And what? When did you graduate? Where did you go to college?
Why do I feel like this is a job interview?
Interview time.
First off, Emma, I kind of want to say, where is my cold brew?
Yeah, it's me too.
Commas over cold brew, and I don't see any cold brew.
It's
not even a beverage at all.
It's like, do we even?
You have your water, Ellie.
I brought my own water.
Sorry, I didn't provide. It's 5:30 p.m.
Fake.
All right. It's both. Chinoa, introduce yourself.
My name is Chinoa.
Nice.
All right, my turn.
Okay, no, where did you go to college? Like, where? When did you graduate LCC and where did you go to school?
So what do you want me to say?
What?
Like, do you want me to do a little bio about myself?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, hi, my name is Chinoa, and, you know, I graduated from...
You know.
SMU, went to college there, was a D1 athlete, got full ride scholarship, did steeplechase and 5K.
Drops the full ride the second sentence.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. I still
it's
ran,
good.
You know? Now I'm washed up, but it's fine. Go throw that in there.
Still that's good. Credibility. She was a real athlete.
I was a real athlete.
Keep going.
Anyways, I was with these goons and ran with them in high school. And I graduated in 2012. Was the only senior graduating.
That's so that long year. Ago now, 2012. Mm-hmm. Chinoa was the first one of all of us to graduate, so.
Yeah.
First one to enter the real world.
All right, Ellie, what about you?
More mature.
All right, I think some of the fellows already know me from my first podcast.
Oh.
I know you guys all followed me for that one. My name's Ellie, I'm Emma's sister. Forever known as Emma's sister.
I just feel like they can all just, like, Google this information.
Probably, really? But why would they Google
it? Why would they Google this? They want to be given the information
they
from
don't
the
Google.
Person themselves.
They want all like, the information curated.
But it's, like, all on Instagram, you know?
True. Like they could just look at Instagram. But they're here at this podcast.
All right, well, that's what I was just...
Anyways, continuing with my bio. My name's Ellie.
Can I redo my bio?
Kind of like... No. And you keep interrupting my bio. This is my moment to shine and give myself some clout. Okay, my name's Ellie Abrahamson. I'm Emma's older sister. Older, or elder, you could say. I went to Wake Forest. Went to Wake Forest University. Ran Division I cross country and track. After college, I did a little triathlon for a bit. Some professional running for a bit. Really worked out for a long time. Before choosing to go into the professional world last year. And now I'm in real estate. And trying to start my own side hustle graphic design business. That's me, guys.
Nice.
That is me.
And I know a lot of people are going to want to know. The first thing they're going to want to know is, what were your high school PRs? Chinoa, you first.
What?
You first. High school
what,
PRs.
High school PRs?
Yeah.
Ooh, got to go way back to high school PRs. Probably, I haven't even looked at Emma once during this entire
Thing. 3,200. What was even my time? 1027?
1027.
Because wasn't it like I had the record for a while and then you freaking beat it and then I was really pissed at you?
I don't remember.
Was it 1023 you got?
Yeah.
Should we go to the wall?
What wall?
There's a wall.
The scoreboard?
There's a wall.
Should we go to the scoreboard?
There's a wall
okay.
at the high school where you can see all the records.
Oh.
Wait, at LCC?
Wait, what?
Oh.
I didn't have any records.
You guys weren't really competitive to get the records.
I was slower than them. I was 1046. And then my mile was like 4:59.
What was your mile?
Or 1600, whatever that means. I still don't understand
what
that.
What even?
You broke 5, right?
I think 4:58 for the mile.
You broke 5, I remember.
We weren't milers.
That was a sprint.
We weren't milers.
And then I ran 10:23 and 4:47 mile. So our team was pretty good, though.
47 mile?
I feel like now that sounds so like slow, right?
Oh, it does
aren't
sound.
High schoolers running like 4:30s?
Oh my gosh, I saw a TikTok today. Some girl ran 1558 5K
okay.
cross country.
My college 5K.
1558?
People are running college 5K times.
Yeah.
Who was that really fast Simi Valley chick?
Sarah Baxter, my college roommate.
Oh, yeah.
But she wasn't even close to 1558.
But, like, she was super fast in high school.
I'm comparing this to high schoolers who run, like, 70 miles a week.
I'm just going to safely say we did not train at all.
Like, we trained, but it wasn't to the extent... Our runs were, like 10
minutes. We dicked around and went trampolining.
We ate oranges on
our
runs.
And then we walked on our long runs and ate oranges. Okay,
but, like, we still trained. Like, we were running 6 days a week.
Popsicles trampolining.
But we were running 6 days a week. We had, like, workouts every week. We were doing long runs. Were our runs the most quality runs? No. I would say absolutely not. Probably a lot different than high schoolers these days. Or, like, the top ones.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm trying to compare it to people now running, like, 70 miles a week in high school. Yeah. And doing weightlifting.
Yeah, we did not.
Our weightlifting program was
non-existent. I would say, though, that can it be a little unhealthy on your body that young doing all that shit? I mean, look how great we turned out. We just ate oranges and shit.
That's a good reminder.
Did we turn out great?
Did we? I feel like we've all been through the ringer a little bit.
I'm sure we all went to regionals.
What? Ellie made it to NCAA.
I was an NCAA All-American thing very much. It's all because we ate oranges in high school.
We were all like regional athletes, at least in college.
National. All right.
Oh. Just kidding. Hey, big pants.
Don't
group
me in this regional subgroup.
Oh, wearing the leather pants today, I see. Getting a little pasty.
Hey, I was slower than you guys in high school, so I'm just being honest here.
Okay, did you guys like college?
We can get into that.
There are many things we'll get into.
Yeah. Did you guys enjoy high school or college running better?
I kind of feel like high school was just, it was more fun.
High school was definitely
fun. Once I got to college, I was just like, ooh, this is a job.
It got a lot more serious.
Yeah. It was more serious.
Everyone was serious. No one wanted to eat oranges and dick around anymore.
No one hated on their teammates as much as we hated on each other. A lot of more sensitive people on the college team.
Very sensitive. You had to watch what you said.
Yeah. You had to filter.
I just noticed, like, I was like, oh, I can't be kind
exactly.
of...
Exactly. I think the first few months in...
We're just a very savage group, I think.
Yeah.
So we told it how it was. We all made fun of each other a lot.
Do you remember that one run that we
did? We can get into that later.
There are many games we used to play.
Okay, I feel like you're getting into everything. We're not
Well, because I got a long list.
I've already checked out of this podcast. It's been 8 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right, continue your list then.
Okay. Do you have a... Like, what were our team accomplishments? What would you say our main... Our main ones that we had.
First thing that comes to mind is the 4x mile relays we used to do.
Pink lawn socks.
Yeah.
That race.
Yeah.
Remember we all overheated? And then, okay, it was with...
Oh my gosh, I forgot the Mount SAC relays.
Do you not remember that one?
We won that,
right?
Did we win?
We won one year. Another year.
No, we did. We were... Remember
we did win one year.
Sarah Baxter, like that whole
thing. That was at Arcadia.
Mount SAC was not the winning one.
Mount SAC was the
Remember that one?
That was the pink sock one.
That was the pink sock one.
The hotel situation? Yes. Shit off the balcony?
Yes.
I forgot about that.
And I accidentally hit someone?
Yes.
Wait, what?
And there were people down below that you were trying to... Yes, that was that one.
Okay, so you guys talking about the 4x1500, or 4x1600?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, y'all know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, are we talking... So what one are you guys recalling? The 4x...
The 4x mile at Mount SAC was not good.
But we did. We won
the
4x1600.
The Arcadia, we were like...
Arcadia, we won.
Yeah, we won. Remember, it was like super as Kelly Lawson bringing it in for us, and we were all just like yelling at her because Sarah Baxter was gonna beat her.
Yes. Yeah, and we always made her the anchor. I was always like second.
Really, really. I was always first, so I didn't have a little pressure.
What? I was first.
Oh.
Ooh.
What?
No, well, the two first. Fastest milers
was
were
first.
Was
I first that race?
No, we were always middle.
You were.
I third?
Yeah, I think you were third.
Or second?
You were third.
Emma
was always
Why
first.
Why would you put me third? What if I blew it for the team?
The slowest one goes third.
I'm just kidding.
That's
kind of standard, though.
Wait, is it?
Yeah, the slowest person goes third.
So, have I been the slowest one in the mile? Is that why? And I just now found that out.
Emma was so interchangeable. It was like... Kelly and I, you two were all
interchangeable. They ran the mile.
Third's an important place because you know what? You're almost, you can blow it. You can blow it like that.
We're talking about a high school 4x16.
I'm just saying.
Running like, we're not good.
Right. Okay, but I don't even remember what we ran. 20 something?
I don't remember what my time was. I don't think
it was like 2020 something. I was just like, I don't know. We were trying to get.
Did I go first one year? No, I went.
Okay. We were trying to break 20, I remember, so that we could all have sub fives. We didn't do it, though.
That was a lofty goal.
Who came up with that goal?
Okay, but we all had
was
run sub five.
Was the coach came up with that goal, or did we? come up with that.
I think it was all.
Were we all secretly ambitious?
I think we're talking too much about this one.
I just love recalling.
Yeah.
Okay. On the list.
All right. That's our only accomplishment. Is there anything else?
2-time NXM qualifiers. Yeah.
Making it to NXM for the first time is probably my favorite memory.
In high school.
Yeah,
that
I think so too.
Yeah, the first NXN ever when you didn't know you were expecting, and then they're like, oh, JK, you're on a horse track with shit. And you're like, whoa. And there's a whoop de doos. What the fuck were that? You're
I bet those don't happen anymore.
Do you remember when also... What?
The course changed.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. Now it's on the grass.
Did they
like,
realize it was a liability?
Probably.
That was a liability way to happen.
That was like your legs were going to fall. You
we
barely
had
to make
duct
it to
tape our shoes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
us California girls were like idiots. We're like, what is this? And remember we all decided we were going to go shirtless and we're just wearing tank tops and like... degrees weather.
We had problems.
And we're like had frostbite. Remember I had to get warmed up in the
oh yeah. Chenoa fell at NXN and it was really muddy that year too. Yeah.
Also I did so bad at NXN. I was like the worst athlete.
I think
on
we were
the,
ranked
in
second
the entire
in that going.
We were
towards.
Ranked.
Weren't
yeah,
we were like yeah, we were like top five at least.
Us behind Fateful Manlius is what I remember
yes.
distinctly. At some point in the season we were ranked second. And we got what? Like 16th out of 24 at NXN.
I remember when everyone got pissed at us afterwards too. And we're like, ooh.
Why was everyone who was pissed?
I just kind of sensed some tension.
The coaches?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, well, when we do horribly, of course.
I think we were all deflated a little. A little humbled.
We were humbled when we went to NXM the first time, for sure.
I was like, oh, I thought I was okay. Am I even going to run in college? I was like, I am so slow. I was like 150th place. Actually, I wasn't last. I was like 115.
And we wore spikes. I remember wearing spikes for the first time, too, in cross country. We never did that. But in college, we'd always do it.
Let's blame the performance on the fact we're from California. And that's what we said. Like, oh, we're from California.
To this day, still.
Can't run on some mud.
Remember the lumberjack team?
No, okay. That's the question I was going to ask next. So I asked people on the... Convos Over Cold Brew podcast Instagram to like send in their questions and topics that people wanted to talk about.
Is that what the list is?
Yeah, well, and then
the lumberjacks.
So yeah, on the lumberjacks. No, so one of the questions was like, who was the most boy crazy at meets? And
ooh, in the
past, that's ironic
list,
now.
It's super ironic now, isn't it? Actually.
Okay, wow. So what I wanted to get into, like, all of us, I would say, were pretty like, were we boy crazy?
No, remember I had a top. Remember the coach?
No!
No.
We had no hormones.
Do you remember the coach pulled me aside and said I was, like, a bad influence on all you guys and that I need to, like, make sure that we're not, we're all serious at NXN and not going to talk to boys?
No. I remember Chenoa going up to these two guys when we were all eating dinner at NXN one year.
I was like your little like sidekick. Like, I would come along. All
I know
these
you
things.
Were. Was it okay? Wasn't it Aubrey and Sam Parsons?
Yeah. Okay. So okay. I just remember just thinking we were all at dinner and Chenoa like goes off and starts flirting with these two guys. One,
I was kind of ballsy back then.
Yeah, she was, and
she's never experienced rejection.
One of them was.
I actually.
So she just had so many balls, yeah.
One of them was Sam Parsons, who's on Tin Man Elite now. Like, I have a distinct memory in my mind, and I'm throwing Chenoa under the bus here. She was, like, flirting with the guys and told them that none of us had kissed a guy.
Oh, yeah, I was kind of bitchy.
Yeah, she, like, threw her. She's like, I've never kissed a guy, basically.
But, like, I acted like I did. I was totally pissed.
She's like, but I have.
Yeah.
But I have.
It's just so funny, though, to think about, like... seeing these people later now. Like,
oof.
And also wanted to talk about the NXN
dance.
NXN dance?
The dance.
Well, I already predicted I was going to say
that. Of course we're going to talk about the NXN dance. I feel like it was just any high
that
school
was
dance,
cringy.
But like,
that
it
was a lot of grinding.
That was all.
It was some skinny
was
male
all
runners.
All just runners grinding on bones.
Bones on
and
bones.
Now looking back on it, it's kind of disgusting. Like, we were all like, what, like, 14?
The
Fayetteville
girls,
girls
like getting down, I was like, whoa, because they were always so intense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just seeing everyone in that setting.
Yeah, everyone went
off
wild. Everyone
was.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I was the only one at the dance. You guys, like, you didn't even go.
No, I went to the dance. Oh,
you were up
dance.
In the room with Kelly one year with Darren and FaceTiming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I came back upstairs and I was like, I just grinded for like an hour.
Guess who I dance with? We also had an infatuation. Well, we, meaning I feel like you two especially, had an infatuation with, like, the Cathedral Catholic boys high school team.
Why do you gotta throw that in there?
I feel a little nauseous.
Why do you gotta throw this in there, dude?
This is just, like, my worst experience. This is, like, my most awkward stage of life. And my first experience with rejection.
It just was pretty awkward. Absolutely. I'm not going to lie, that was pretty rough for you.
That was pretty rough. I got rejected by the one person. What was his name again? Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but there, it was, like, another San Diego high school team. Like, a group of, like, guys that everyone thought was, like, pretty attractive. And it was just, like, a lot of, like, weird flirting and conversations. And apparently it was rejection
a lot of non-stop.
It was
rejection for everyone. No,
it was
at the end of the day,
awkward,
none of us got
it. It was awkward because no one talked to each other. There was, like, this underlining that, like, the La Costa girls had the hots for the Cathedral Catholic boys, and no one just wanted to discuss it.
Yeah. Poor communication, that's what the problem
and
was.
And then randomly we will get the text off of Text Now.
We had it. Should we expose ourselves?
What?
We had a secret texting account, so we would pretend that everyone was... Because I was, like, so insecure, I couldn't, like, be myself, right? So I would, like, use Shanoa as an alias.
We all used Shanoa.
And we had this fake number. Yeah. And it was always Shanoa. But
it was actually five people.
Do you remember when we had that group Facebook, like, chats? Like, all the that huge group message?
Oh my gosh, I used to chat people all the time on Facebook.
Yeah.
A lot of random guys.
It's so important, the Facebook group chat.
No, remember, it would be like random runners.
No, random runner guys. We would all have FaceTime sessions. Didn't we do that?
Yeah, we used to have video chat. What was that one? No, that one massive group runner Facebook chat. That was
That's what I'm telling you.
And we all had FaceTime.
We used to FaceTime with I don't know. There were a lot of people involved with that. That was funny.
That was fun.
All right, getting away from...
Love being rejected. That's actually the only time in my entire life I've been rejected. Just want to say. And it's it still haunts me.
Not trying to flex.
I'm kidding. But that's like, it still haunts me.
They probably all honestly thought we were crazy.
Of course. They thought we were nuts.
Crazy. We're nuts,
We were nuts, boy crazy.
But we were also just so awkward. Like, now looking back at it, we would just run away and go giggle and go, hey.
We, like, thought we were attractive because we had blonde hair. Just confident.
All right, go on the list.
Okay, do you guys have any memorable workouts or long runs that you can think of that stick out in your mind?
Okay, now I'm going to remember this one. It was spring break. Do you guys remember
the track workout.
The track workout?
Spring break track workout.
That workout was, I don't know what the workout was.
Do you remember that?
It was my case.
I went numb.
You went numb. I threw up in the trash can. Emma, what happened to you? Didn't something happen to you?
I don't remember. I just remember being really hard.
We all know the one, though.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like that feeling where it was just a little too far with the pain. It was like, oh. Like, really, I was going to the well for, like, really multiple repeats. And the first one already felt bad. It was, like, one of those experiences.
I just wanted to cry. Do you remember afterwards we all just, like, wanted to cry? We were so...
Why did we do running?
That was definitely K's. I remember being, like, five by a K or something.
It was one K's. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's always the 1Ks. I always struggled with 1Ks too in college.
I remember one workout that Chanel and I did together was that 400 workout where we couldn't stop laughing.
Here comes Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
Here comes Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
Like, you guys know when you get in those laughing fits? Chanel and I had, like, this laughing fit
during
a 400 workout. Like, it was the worst possible time to have a laughing fit.
20 by 400.
But, like, how did we, like... What was it, Ellie that said, "Here comes Wendy," and then we started dying? I feel like it was Ellie that said
that. Was the backstretch, I would say.
Yeah, we would all be running in a line, and it was, like, super windy that day, I remember.
It was just a joke in the beginning. We're like, whoa!
We were getting blown away. And then Ellie or someone was like, "Here comes Wendy." And then I, like, could not let it go for the rest of the workout.
Now
and like
kind of like, how do we survive those workouts?
We were running 80s, like, I remember. And our pace didn't even fall off.
Our coaches must have been so annoyed at us because we were all just like,
there were hammers thrown in there, so I think that would, like, add to the humor.
The hammers
every 4 or 3 or something. It was like, 109 or something. We're like,
whoa, no, it wasn't. It was like 76
in college times.
Yeah, 109. We were not doing that in college.
We were all just, like, secretly super competitive within each other, so everyone was, like, kind of one-stepping each other too. I remember it would all be like, one step, and the next thing you know, we're, like, going ham, and I'm like, this is even the hammer lap, and I used to get so pissy, guys.
I just think it's funny how we were all, like, the same in workouts, but it just never played out like that in races at all. Like, I'd always be, like, dead the first lap of a race, or I'd feel way worse.
Oh, yeah.
It's just funny, because we were all very similar speeds, though.
I mean, I kind of thrived in the races.
You were better at racing in high school than me, for sure. I was not.
Ellie had a mental block.
I hated it.
I had so many problems in high school. See, I still have problems.
Even in college, too, like, I hate working out, but, like, races, I'm all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I suck at working out. I hate it. I don't even want to do the work. And then it's like, well.
It just sucks because you have to do the work.
Yeah.
So.
And then I'm like, ugh.
It sucks because you have to race.
I'd rather just do the racing.
I remember one high school, I don't even know if I was there that day, but it's talked about all the time, is that long run on the 101. And I think Coach Hindle wanted us to run faster.
Yeah, like, I remember this one.
Because we would always go really slow on our easy runs and our long runs.
I remember that.
He would want to come run with us, and I'd be like,
oh. Well, because he wanted us to run, like, low 7-minute pace.
Yes. Under sub sevens.
This might be when I graduated.
You know, because
I don't know.
Or was it Kelly that threw up at the top of the hill?
Kelly
no!
threw up.
No! I blew up. Yep. Cheerios.
Yeah. So I don't even know if I was there, but our coach, it was like a 10-mile run.
I remember that in the last stretch.
And on the last stretch, Noah couldn't handle it and she threw up.
Blue chooks everywhere.
Blue.
I always threw up all the time. Like,
but that was also like a drastic change from our 8:45 minute pace run.
Over push ya, man. Worlds.
We couldn't go sub sevens.
Doesn't
settle.
Imagine
going sub sevens, and I could barely do that in college.
Oh.
The long runs are kind of a blur for me in high school. I don't really remember any.
Oh.
Am I okay?
Kind of block it out.
I don't really remember any.
All right, move on.
All right.
The list.
Do we have any do we have any team traditions that we did?
Pasta nights?
We did pasta parties and t-shirt making.
T-shirt making.
Yeah.
Next question. I can't tell it's gonna be boring.
But was it t-shirt making, like, do people still do that?
Dude,
I wonder.
Do you like the puppy one that was like robotic? I was like, guys, how did mine look? You guys are all like, it's the most word one.
Chanel was not a very good artist.
No.
And we did these puffy paint t-shirts.
Yours would
and
look Chanel
was,
like
a Chanel was looked really bad.
Like beyond. Like when you're like,
oh, yeah, you're like
trying to hold it back.
And it wasn't like they didn't even try to hold it back. No, your face is...
Of course not, we're
no,
mean.
And then you guys just ripped me for
of
days.
Of course.
And then I had to wear the janky-ass shirt to the state meet.
Yeah.
And
it was
all
embarrassing.
Yeah,
you did.
So embarrassing.
Okay. Well, now we can get into the team drama. Because we didn't have, like, a ton of it, but there was definitely some drama.
So, let's go around and say one thing that we hate about each other, and then one thing that we do like about each other.
That's what I literally wrote down that on our list, because there was one run where we did that. We had the great idea
how
to...
how much tension we all had?
Of course! Everyone go around and say...
a little harsh.
Say one thing that you like about each other, and one thing that you absolutely hate about each other.
Absolutely abhor.
No, didn't we say, for like, you can improve on...
Did
it
we,
was like, it was improvement,
we
yeah.
We put Band-Aid on it?
It was like, I didn't think we say we actually hate, we just said, so name one thing that you, positive that you like about the person, and then one thing that they can improve on. I think that's the way we spend it.
Okay. Ooh. So we all went around and said that about each other, and I remember the end of that run being
so bad. We all were silent and didn't want to say
I felt really bad about myself.
Of course we all felt bad about each other.
I kind of felt a little shitty by, like, kind of saying what I said a little bit.
Did you remember what
I
said?
I don't remember what I said.
I don't remember what I said either. Chanel goes to bed at night thinking about it.
Chanel falls asleep every night with these thoughts.
I definitely know what you guys said. Still holds
wait,
on to
wait,
me.
Wait, what did we say?
Holds on to me every day.
Oh,
are
my
you
God.
Kidding?
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Don't paint us in that light.
Okay, do you guys want to get into the kinship?
Oh.
I already feel like this is like kind of hard to bring up all these memories. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when we were professional tubers with the kingship and we trash talked them?
We had a little rivalry between. So me and Chanel were kind of closer.
Okay. No, actually, I'm gonna say this. So being on a team with two sisters was kind of rough because you guys would kind of fight. You guys would get in little fights sometimes.
Did we fight?
You guys kind of did, about who stole each other's shirt and stuff like that.
It wasn't ever about running, though, I feel like.
It was all about
no.
clothing and who stole what.
We never thought about running.
And then it was just like, so I felt like there was a little bit, like, we kind of had a little divide, you know? So, like, I was your buddy, Ellie, and then
yeah.
Kelly was kind of Emma's buddy.
Yeah, so we had this other teammate
we
named Kelly.
Friends.
And but we were all around the same speed, though, too.
Like, around the same speed, but
we
in
were
workouts.
All, yeah, we would all,
yeah.
We were all just basically... the same.
Yeah.
So, the newspaper, you and Kelly were, like, first and second, then I was, like, third, really behind, or whatever, and then they just called you guys the kingship. I think I got four for something. Do you remember? Had the newspaper article that said the kingship of them.
No, it was always the newspaper articles. It was like,
oh, yes.
They'd always get mentioned.
Oh, yes.
They would, like, even though we were carrying the team, they'd be like, they would never mention us.
Okay, Ellie's really going.
I forgot. No, I just, like, remember that now. That's why it was annoying.
We definitely had nights where we vented about you guys, because it was always you guys for the newspaper. And then
it's they could never bother to mention anyone else.
What
in the
about
top 10?
Third, fourth, and fifth? Who's part of the team that scores in cross country, but no, always first.
But other people on teams who like place as we did, they would get mentioned. But it's because like we had too many. They could only pick the two who finished ahead.
Yeah,
that's
but,
why.
But
it was
the thing
annoying.
Is like we couldn't do anything about it. We didn't direct the newspaper articles.
Oh,
but
no.
It didn't matter. It was like
favoritism.
So then
we kind of called each other the kingship.
Yeah, we had our own kinship, but we didn't have a title like that.
Okay, do we have any rivalries with like other people in the country or like in the city at all? Do we have any rivalries?
Rivalries?
Yeah.
Great Oak?
Oh yeah, I guess Great Oak was kind of not a rival.
But this is state me. I feel like Great Oak was always up there. Or
Saugus and Great Oak.
And Simi Valley.
Yeah, Simi Valley too. They definitely got better as the years went on too.
I couldn't name one athlete from any of those teams.
Sarah Baxter.
Besides
Sarah Baxter.
I don't know anyone who's actually on the team, so I feel like we didn't really have any rivals.
No, Great Oak. We knew
we definitely, Oak. Yeah, we definitely
names.
Well, they probably didn't know our names.
I'm not saying they did.
Remember the Redondo girls?
Oh, they were cool.
Torrey Pines, I feel like, was always.
Oh, Torrey Pines.
In the earlier years.
Yeah.
With, like,
Morgan,
Allie Vilmeyer.
Yeah.
So I remember those people, but.
Do we still keep in touch with each other? Like, just high school? Well, okay, all three of us do. You two live in San Diego.
I'm just gonna safely say you guys are horrible at texting back. Absolutely horrible at texting back.
I want to say I've gotten better.
Ellie's gotten better.
I've been catching up with a lot of people lately during
Emma
this 2020.
Finally answers my calls now and wants to hang out and talk.
Let's just say it's a good thing that Chanel is taken right now, because when she's not in a relationship, there's a lot more texting that goes down.
Anyways, so we keep in decent touch.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I'm a great friend.
That's why
I'm still friends with you.
What about other high school teammates? Yeah, it's like you hear from people here and there, but it's
kinda,
not...
We should do like a reunion one day, though.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
A little high school reunion.
We honestly should.
It's kind of sad, though. Like,
and I'm kind of sad.
Just think, like, you go your whole 4 years in high
school. This
took
a depressing turn.
You know, like running and then nonstop every day together, and then now we just like drifted.
I mean, it's the same with college, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you guys talk to your college teammates?
Kind of not that much anymore either, too. I mean, I do a few.
I just FaceTime them.
But all mine are freaking international, so they're all live on the other side of the world.
Well, that's the thing about college is, like, it's the same. It's everyone lives so far away from each other now that it's so hard to, like, keep in contact or at least see them. Like, some of my college teammates I'll never, ever see again in my whole life.
It's kind of sad that you just go for different chapters in life.
Yeah.
It's like high school, and then you think, like, oh, and then college, and then no one prepares you after college. And you're like, oh, what now?
I wish I kind of cherished our high school memories more.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really take it in when I was there.
I was so ready to leave, to be honest.
I was so ready to leave, too.
You let me into a new place without, like, all these other people around me.
And I was thinking, too, like, how nice would it have been if we all went to college, the same college together?
I could not go to the same school as Emma.
Because we were already siblings, and, like, I lived my whole life.
Well, I got to have one of your sisters at my college.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Our younger sister, Sarah, went to college with Chanoa for... Chanel was last year.
Yeah.
Was it your last year? Or second to last? Second to last year?
I think it was second to last.
Oh, second to last.
That was a fun year.
Yeah, I know. I don't regret going to school far away, but it is really hard now. Being back in California and everyone lives, like, in all different spots around the country. And I can
You almost kind of,
barely
like,
see
have
anyone.
To make new friends, too. Which but it's, like, I feel like, too, with running, like, it doesn't, at least I wasn't prepared after college, was, like, now you're making a whole new set of friends. You know?
That aren't runners, you mean?
That aren't. You remember, it's like you're going in the work world.
That's a good point, Shana.
You know, you're going in the work world, and now you're like,
it's a whole
different change of atmosphere. It's just, it's like, I don't know. It's like something that you don't get prepared to. It's like different chapters in life that you go through.
Yeah. That's what I've talked about on my podcast before is like, I wish my college had kind of like I don't know if a program is like the right thing, but like, I wish the conversation of like post-college was talked about more.
Transition
like
things.
A way to prepare you to like get into the real world, because I was not ready.
How to talk to people who don't run.
Yeah.
how to have people who actually like had a real college experience.
How to have any interest outside of running.
Oof.
It's hard, man. It is. I feel like now it's just, like, a completely different lifestyle, completely different people.
Dude, I remember, too, like, my first day on my job, like, first big girl job, I was like, ooh. And then I was, like, trying to make friends with my coworkers and bought them coffee. Oh. So I was trying to be all, like...
That's nice.
You know.
That's a good tactic. That's a good tactic.
Buy your friends. But
purchase new friends. That's one way. That's one route.
Bribe them to be friends with you with coffee.
It's like, you know, then it's like when you run and like you're all just basically they're your friends.
You have a lot of automatic friends.
You
do not in the real world.
No.
So how have you made friends in the real world?
Buying coffee.
Buying random people coffee.
No. I guess just it's always that awkward two moment. Where you're just like, do you want to be friends or not? You know, it's kind of, you go back to, like, kindergarten.
It's hard, too, because I work with a lot older people. Like, they're just much older than me. They're 40. They have kids. Like, we're friends, I guess. But, like, we're not going to hang out.
It's more like acquaintances.
Yeah, a lot of acquaintances.
It's like, to get you through the day.
Oh, they're sad. I mean,
have you guys made friends?
I mean, I don't know. I'm unemployed now for 6 months, so it's fine.
So no one to buy coffee for?
No.
I've made friends. I mean, I still ran after college or whatever, so I have those friends that I made in Atlanta. And then here, I mean, I have my coworkers, and I'm in a relationship. So now I kind of just spend my time in the relationship.
Yeah, relationships, they take up all your time.
Yeah, man, I know. It's really hard out here.
Well, then it's hard, too, to even make time for your friends, because then you're just like, ooh, significant other, friends.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Do you combine friends?
Yeah.
That doesn't always work well.
Then sometimes the friends don't get along. Then it gets a little awkward.
Then it's like, what do you do?
Then you're like, should we invite him another time?
Or was that the one time... And I'll be all. Yeah, the relationship takes up a lot of time, so. Yeah. In other words, we don't have friends.
Yes! You guys really just skirted around the question here.
Just a little migration. Yeah.
Ellie will be always be my friend.
No, we're the best friends.
Oh, yeah.
We really are.
Definition of best friends.
Yeah.
How many years has it been? Like,
it's been like, I was thinking about that last
since
night.
Since 7th
like,
grade?
12 years.
Wait,
or something.
You thought about me last night?
I thought about you last night.
What'd you think about?
I was like, I think it's been 12 years since we met. We met in
middle
school.
Well, no, 7th grade, right?
Yeah, you were in 8th grade, I think.
Oh, yeah, we all ran together. Oh, well.
Oh, sorry, Emma.
You forgot that you were on the podcast?
This was before Emma, I think.
Yeah.
Well
I was. We were all at Degania together. No?
Was Emma the weird one who was in 6th grade?
Right? Oh, I was the weird one that finessed my way into...
Jeez, so desperate to get on this...
Yes. It wasn't my decision to run as a 6th grader.
That is crazy.
Trust me.
Children.
I made a lot of music videos, too, back in high school with Kelly.
Yes, with your little, like, let's play bass.
TikTok. I did a whole TikTok video.
Oh, yeah, Ellie and
TikTok
Kelly.
On the clock. Kesha.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how we entertained ourselves. We recorded ourselves doing this.
It was a different generation, for sure.
It was not the TikTok that you see.
Not the TikTok. Yeah.
Different TikTok.
How was college different than high school? What would you say are the main things?
I kind of feel like we already went over that.
I think we touched on it. It's just a lot more serious. People are not as, like, chill.
How was college running different, I guess?
I just remember the first day I stepped out of the van for the first day of practice. First off, if you ever been to Texas, it is hot and humid. Not the California weather. I just remember I was dripping in sweat, and I haven't even started my workout. I'm like, oh. Did I even pick a good choice here? Because I didn't know if I
was
going to
be able to... Not in San Diego anymore.
And I just remember waking up every morning at 6.
Yeah.
6 o'clock. Early morning on the dot. And if you're late to that van was going to leave you, dude. At 6:30.
They always threaten to leave. Like, we're going to leave if you're not here on the dot.
I legitimately got left a couple times. Like... My coach was pretty serious on
that. Yeah, a lot of colleges make you work out really early in the morning.
But I just remember, like, that is one thing I definitely miss from high school, just, like, having after school. It was almost, like, a relaxing versus, like, in the morning. Oh, it was, like, I remember...
Wake up call, kind of trying to do a 5-mile tempo run.
I was just thinking, nothing like a good morning tempo to start your day. 10 miles of work.
And then the sun comes up, and you're like, oh,
8 a.m., time for class.
Oh, now the sun's here. I remember I'd be lucky to even get a shower in before class. Yeah.
Or food. I'd be, like, rushing through the dining hall.
Ooh, and then I was napping all the time. I was almost going to fail out of college my first semester.
Running is such a harsh sport to do when you have college
I literally
class.
Had a 1.8
freshman year. Freshman year was just rough.
Freshman year was freshman really year. Hard. My body hurt
I'm pretty
so
sure
bad.
I just, like, my body felt so fatigued was, all the time.
And I was not running yeah. fast. I was running, like, slower.
I was same. Sick all the time, too. I remember I just kept yeah. going to the doctors because I was just, like, overworked.
Yeah, a lot of people get sick. I got sick, too.
Freshman year is such a transition period for a lot of people.
But I did enjoy it, though, a lot because it was, like, a lot more freedom.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely pros.
Yeah, you're not as serious. You're like, oh, it's just my freshman year.
I think it's just more, it's something about when you go to your freshman year in college and you have no parents around you and you're just, like, finally. Like, you're just, like, you're just... You
college,
free.
Baby, college.
You feel free.
You just feel kind of free. And, like, you know, and then I remember, you know, you come back and kind of just, like, more mature, better looks when you come back.
The first thing Shanoa does when she comes back from college, like, one semester later, if that, the first thing she says to all of us was, like, what do you guys think? More mature, better looks? She literally looked exactly the same as 3 months prior.
I was like,
We're all like, typical Shanoa.
No.
I just remembered, like, the amount of training, too.
Yeah.
I remember I FaceTimed you guys, too, and I was like, guys, you're not even prepared. Because I was the first one left out of all of us.
Yeah.
It was a lot more of the maintenance stuff, too. Like, a lot of core and a lot of, like,
and
just
weight.
Little things.
Yeah,
we never did
strength.
Weights.
Yeah.
The core, we did, like, an hour of it.
And
I'm
then
like,
the
why?
Double days? We
doubles.
Never did double days.
Yeah. Well, no. You would do your stair workouts in secrecy oh, yeah. in high school.
Oh, exposed. Oh. We found out one summer Shanoa was doing secret stair repeats on the side.
Okay, Shanoa wanted to beat us all.
Shanoa was secretly way more competitive than she let
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah. I was trying to get a scholarship because I needed to get a scholarship in order to go to college.
Yeah, it worked out. So
I needed to get a full ride. So I kind of really put in the work.
Shanoa did put in the work. Well, I will say I really missed you guys when you guys all graduated and then I was left to my own devices.
Ooh, yeah, you were the last one.
I know, I had to train by myself.
I never even, like, talked to you about that year. I was, like, so immersed in college.
Yeah,
like,
we're all
yeah, they left! I was, like, a sophomore.
We're all living our lives.
Deep into my life.
Emma's been all alone.
Yeah, I had to train alone.
How was that, dude?
It was just boring. I trained with the guys, like, JV, the top JV guys.
Ooh.
It was just a lot different.
Didn't the team kind of went down a little bit, too, because they didn't have, like, all of us again?
What do you mean, down?
I don't know, like, we were kind of, like, the dream team, and then...
Well, did they have a couple down years? Like, no,
yeah, didn't they have a down years?
I mean, we still, like, won CIF, but we weren't making it to NXN. But we still had, like, a pretty good chance, because then Sarah was coming up, you know?
Yeah.
A couple other people, too, but it was sad when you guys left, because it was like, oh...
No, that's hard.
It was like, yeah. I don't know, I was always friends with the older people, so it was hard when everyone left, and I was like, me and Stephen Fahey, chilling.
Yeah.
So.
Senior year struggle.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have anything else you want to add to the episode?
Oh. Is that it?
Yeah.
I think there's, like, more to say.
What do you want to say?
I'm still a little bitter that I didn't get my cold brew.
Oof. Like, I'm, like, no, really losing it right now. I'm
just
so tired.
Saying,
it's
like,
6:13.
But it's like combos over cold brew, and we're not getting the cold brew. I'm kind of complaining. I really would like a Phil's.
It is a little fake.
Well, I don't usually do in-person podcasts, so.
Oh. Alright. Just a suggestion, maybe, in the suggestion box.
Ellie's stomach is growling.
Guys, I'm hungry.
Alright, we gotta go.
Well, we gotta go get some food.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Do you guys want to shout out your social medias if you want?
Oh, yeah, follow me. I've been waiting to this moment.
Shanoa's been waiting for, like, what, 3 years?
Yeah, probably 3 years.
Because Emma, you've known me for how many years and you don't even introduce me in your whole YouTube and everything. It's like, we're not even friends.
I don't even live here.
Whatever. Anyways,
just shout it out.
At Shanoa Souza. The one and only.
Okay, Ellie?
It's Ellie Abrahamson. I have a new Instagram now.
Oh, Ellie shouted out her business Instagram.
Okay.
I'm 25 now. It's time for me to be mature and have a business Instagram.
More mature, better looks.
Or follow me on LinkedIn if you want. That's where I'm hanging
Why
out
now. Why
are
you now. All businessy now?
I'm trying to hustle.
Can you get me a job?
Reach out to me on my Insta. All
right. Well, thank you guys for coming on the episode.
Circle back later.
To close out the podcast, can we get... a peace out, fellas. You guys can do it in unison.
Please. I would love nothing more than to peace out in unison with you.
Peace out, fellas.
Well, you can sing it if you want, but
didn't know we were doing a little number.
All right,
on three?
Yeah, on three.
One, two, three. Peace out, fellas!
Fellas.
Nice. Why didn't Emma join in?
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. It was a little bit different than the normal episode. It's more just like a conversation with old friends chatting about our high school experience. I hope maybe you guys got something from it. I think it was mostly just entertainment. And we found it really fun to reminisce on old memories and just... I'm wondering what it's like to kind of compare it to other high school people's experiences. Because, I don't know, ours was pretty fun and I enjoyed it. I hope you guys... learned a little bit about us or our high school experience and you enjoyed listening as well. Big shout out to Devin S. for supporting the podcast. I give one of my supporters a shout out in each episode. It's really easy to support. It's just through the Anchor platform, and that is in the show notes. The link is there. If you want a free way to support the podcast, it means so much to me if you rate and review on Apple Podcasts. I love just going through and reading your guys' reviews. They're really awesome and they make my day, so I really appreciate anyone that goes and takes the time to do that. If you enjoyed the podcast, thank you guys so much for listening again, and I will hear from you guys in the next one. Peace out, fellas.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.